It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. As I watched the snow fall in the creek and melt away, a shiver ran through me. In the distance, I could see steam rising, and I knew I was close. And then, there in front of me was the hot spring, the only source of warmth for miles. I was glad to see it, but as I gratefully sank chest-deep into the water, I wondered what made that welcome heat and where it came from. Hot springs can be found throughout western Montana. They are large geothermic systems that circulate vast amounts of water. Water flows through a fissure in rock that stretches from the inner layers of the Earth's core up to the surface. The water doesn't actually come from deep inside the Earth. It's a long journey, but the water in the hot springs began as individual drops of rain and snow. As rain and snow accumulate, the ground becomes saturated and water seeps down, down into deep reservoirs that lie close to incredible heat. Once in the underground reservoir, the water becomes part of a giant hydrothermal system. First, it absorbs heat from the Earth's core, then pressure forces it toward the surface. Deep down, water can reach an astonishing 350 degrees Fahrenheit. As it moves upward to a depth between 20 and 60 feet below the surface, it cools to 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or boiling. Once the water arrives at the surface, it has cooled to a more comfortable level, ranging from 50 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The water in a hot spring is in continual motion, cycling from surface to surface and back to core again. Sometimes hot springs have a peculiar smell, like rotten eggs. Sulfur causes this smell, but it's not the only element present in the water. Sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and silica dissolve from rocks that the water filters through on its journey. Each element contributes to the aroma that emanates from a particular hot spring. Some hot springs are much more than just pools of hot water. Many are homes to entire ecosystems, like the hot springs in Yellowstone National Park. At Mammoth Hot Springs, for instance, a slimy orange layer a few millimeters thick clings to the rock. It's actually teeming with life. Thermophiles, bacteria that thrive at high temperatures, cover the rock. The species Thermus aquaticus is actually what causes the orange tint. Thermus aquaticus is a unique creature known for making its own food through a process called chemosynthesis. By using carbon dioxide, water, and various inorganic compounds, it's able to manufacture carbohydrates. Chemosynthesis is limited to only a handful of organisms in the entire world. Thermus aquaticus thrives at a slightly warmer temperature than is comfortable for people, about 158 degrees Fahrenheit. But because it can survive at such high temperatures, enzymes from this thermophile have been studied extensively. A now common technique for replicating and amplifying sequences of DNA, known as polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, was perfected when a certain enzyme was isolated from Thermus aquaticus in the 1980s. This enzyme allowed scientists to perform PCR much faster and more efficiently than before. Carrie Mullis, the scientist who first discovered this, was awarded the Nobel Prize, and the enzyme itself was named Molecule of the Year by Science Magazine in 1988. As the sun began to fade, I gathered my pack and set out on my return journey. Although my soak had been quite relaxing, my brain was busy pondering how magnificent hot springs really are. It was amazing to think that the snow around me would someday be part of the hot spring I'd just been in, and that bacteria living in such hot environments had been responsible for tremendous scientific gain. I was not about to forget the hot spring, nor, for that matter, the natural phenomena within. Today's Field Note was written by Zachary Voiles. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming programs and events, call the Nature Center at 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.